Oh, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtrack says it's time for the calendar. There is lots and lots of stuff going on the 4th of July. Most of what you're going to find in your newspapers now, the George Community Center, they've been around for 50-some years, and they're doing a bunch of music in the evening, and they're doing a bunch of games and food and all kinds of stuff on July the 4th. The George Community Center, those folks really try hard, and they keep that thing going there. In the little town of George, Washington, they have all these bluegrass jams on the first Friday, and they have all kinds of cool stuff. I still owe them for a fundraiser a long, long, long time ago, back when we used to do the big live Inland Folk pledge drives, and they pledged, and I still haven't redeemed that one yet, and so I owe them. We talked about that. I might be in George sometime in October, doing a concert there at the George Community Center, because it's what community centers are all about. And they have all the folks who cook the food, and they have refreshments at the things that they ask people to attend. They have concerts. They do things for the little town. They have things for the kids. And the 4th of July celebration at the George Community Center is exactly that. Alrighty. Today, if you're listening in the Winthrop Twisp area, At the farm there in Twisp, John Dorn's farm, and I can't really give you the directions on the radio because it's zoned differently there. And I can't, but if you all know John Dorn, who lives there, and he's got his big ranch out there, they got a whole bunch of things going on. They got all kinds of musicians, Laura Love, and they've got some headliners, some bluegrassers, some cowboy singers, and daughter Megan is coming back from Maui. And she's an awesome, awesome singer, and she's singing with everybody. And it's a really cool deal out there on John Dorn's farm in Twisp. And so be sure and check that out. That's today, and it runs starting about 4:30, 4 o'clock, 4:30, all the way to about 9:30, 10 o'clock. Pretty cool stuff. I will be at Bootser's tonight, and that'll start around 8 o'clock, and I'll run till like 10:30, and that'll be cool stuff. And what else is going on here that we can hook into? The Yakima Folklife Festival. Oh my goodness, and they're cooking. They're doing it right. And that's running the 8th, 9th, and 10th of July. The McClellans are going to be there. They're the rockers. They're the rockers that do traditional now. They do things like Sweet Betsy from Pike, and they do, like You Are My Sunshine, and they kind of got this thing going where they use their sort of rock influences in these traditional tunes. It's become a really cool project. They will be there on the Sunday. They're well worth seeing. Check out the McClellans already, and then a whole bunch of other stuff. You can go to the Yakima Folk Festival website, and I think we had a discussion of this a couple weeks back as to what that website is, but it's kind of hard to find, and they might not even have that up yet. I think by July the 2nd they probably will. But that's a festival that really works on heart and works on faith, and people put it together, and they're never sure from one year to the next who's going to be making that thing work. But it always does. Somewhere, somebody comes out of the woodwork and does the thing, and it's all good. The 20th anniversary of Tumbleweed, the 20th Tumbleweed Festival. They've hit the 20-year mark. They're doing the 20th, and that's Labor Day weekend. And they have set their lineup for that big main stage. Trillium 239, or is it Trillion? Trillium. I think it's Trillium 239, which is plutonium, really. And that's the old Humphrey, Hartman, and Cameron, who are not old, but that's what the group used to be called, Trillium 239. They will be part of the headliners on that stage. That's Michelle Cameron and Janet Humphrey and Mary Hartman. And Mary Hartman has that awesome, awesome voice. And Janet Humphrey, a quirky songwriting thing. They're both, from the whimsical standpoint, they're right up there in the songwriting thing. And then Michelle Cameron with that awesome cello that she does so well. She'll be there along with Humphrey and Hartman, and they are Trillium 239. And then the blues man himself, the blues man who paid his dues, the blues dues, Hawkeye Herman, will, I believe, be the middle performer. I think that's how they're going to do it. And then for the 20th Tumbleweed Festival, I get to be the other performer on that main stage, which I haven't done for, I've emceed the thing. I don't get to emcee it this year since I'm performing on that stage, but I will be the third performer on that Tumbleweed main stage. The 20th anniversary of the Tumbleweed Festival. How about that? And it's going to be a good one. They have a lot of lineup. They have five stages. One of them is down in the Old Crest Museum. That's going to be a pretty cool stage down there in the basement. Should be cool. Anyway, so that's happening at the Tumbleweed Festival. And that's on Labor Day weekend. You make your plans. Go to the Howard Amon Park there in Richland, Washington. Another really cool festival that's coming up is the little festival in Palouse. The Palouse Festival there, it costs to go in. I thought it was free, but it costs about, I don't know, it costs about $8-$9. Something like that. It's not a lot. And a lot of cool folks are going to be there at that one. I will be at that one as well. And that lineup should be up on that website. We'll talk about that next week. Saeed Shaya is going to be there with their brand new album. And we're going to hear from that starting next week. Saeed Shaya has a brand new album out. And they will be at that festival, and so will many, many others. And so it's good, it's worth checking out. It's a fun festival. All righty, and that is on July the 30th, I believe, which is a Saturday, I think. And I'm just doing all this in my head. Yes, I'm pretty sure it is that Saturday, July the 30th, for the festival in Palouse, at the little park there in Palouse. And we'll talk about that a lot in the next couple of weeks, because there's some awesome acts. Alrighty, where are we here? What are we doing? Here's one more from G's Louise, from this talented trio of women. And it's just Me and the Moon. I think that's the name of this, just Me and the Moon. And your dog, and a trainload of people, and some television crews, and everything. No, it's just Me and the Moon. Alrighty.
I tuck you in tight inside my heart and dream. Pray every day that you'll blow my way. Settle up our sorrows, send them down that old stream. You'll stand by my side, love me and guide me under the skies of blue. My patience will win, but until then it's me. Every night I tuck you in.
ship called the Good Reuben James. Manned by hard-fighting men, both of honor and fame. She flew the stars and stripes of this land of the free. Tonight she's in her grave on the bottom of the sea.
Tell me what were their names?
Tell me what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? It was there in the dark of that uncertain night that we watched for the U-boat and ready for a fight. Then a whine and a rock and a great explosion roared, and they laid the Reuben James on the cold ocean floor.
Tell me what were their names?
Tell me what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? Dennis Howard, Daniel, Glenn Jones, and Harold Vore. Hartwell, Bird, and Raymond Cook, Ed Musselwhite, and more. Remember Leonard Keever, Gene Evans, and Donald Capp, who gave their all to fight aboard this famous fighting ship.
Tell me
what were their names? Tell me what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? Now tonight there are lights in our country so bright, and friends and relations are telling of this fight. And now our mighty battleships steam the bounding main and remember the name of the great Reuben James.
Tell me
what were their names? Tell me what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James?
Tell me
what were their names? Tell me what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? Tell me what were their names? Tell me what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James? What were their names? Tell me what were their names? Did you have a friend on the Good Reuben James?
Thank you. I'll pick all your crops, and it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Take the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vines, to set on your table your light sparkling wine. Oh, green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from the Grand Coulee Dam where the water runs down. Every state in this union, us migrants have been, we work in the fight and we'll fight till we win. Oh, it's always we ramble that river and I. All across your green valley, I'll work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if it be, 'cause my pastures of plenty must always be free.
Crying birds will overhead, oh, great. grateful praise and memory. A sailor's grave, a watery bed. I am the keeper of a life. Father died a year ago. He stood the watch for 20 years, then passed the line for me to tow. I am the keeper of a life.
That's a great song, The Keeper of the Light, written by one of the members of the group. This is the Four-Bitter, Link in the Chain is the album. And we also heard them do their version of the Reuben James, which I found very interesting. There were two verses I hadn't heard. And apparently when the Almanac Singers recorded this thing, it was a 10-verse-long song. Normally there are only like four verses. And a bunch of those verses actually have the names of the people that died on the Reuben James. And then the second unknown verse, the verse that that they wound up the thing with, hadn't heard that either. The Four Bitters. We also heard Pastures of Plenty from this Oasis acoustic album. And it's a pretty good version of Pastures of Plenty, actually. And we heard a lot more stuff. If you want to check that out, check out the playlists. They come out like on Tuesday, and the playlists are at nwpr.org. Amanda Cully works on the playlists. Yes, she does. Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're coming back for lots more stuff. You just hang on, because we are coming back. Hang on now.
This program is supported by your financial contribution, thank you, and by Pullman Regional Hospital's Center for Women's and Children's Health, introducing the new asthma clinic, referral-based asthma education and treatment by a team of respiratory therapists and an asthma educator. Services are for adults and children. Details at pullmanregional.org.
There's a mix of cloud cover today with a high of 82 in Moscow and 91 in Lewiston. Tonight looks clear while Sunday brings sunshine and a strong breeze. Gusts up to 25 miles per hour in the Lewis and Clark Valley, sustaining through your Independence Day, which looks sunny and cooler, mid-70s on the Palouse and mid-80s in the Lewis and Clark Valley.
In the summer sun, 1981, the day was long till I heard the song whistle like the wind. I was standing there, dust was flying through the air, like days before when we believed in things we couldn't see. Oh, my red wing, take me softly to my home now, to my family. Oh, my red wing, hold take me under the brightest sun. Softly to my home now, to my family. Oh, my red wing,
machines or anything between. When my time has come and all my days are done, if heaven waits, we'll breach the gates on her wings. We'll be one. Oh, my red wing, take me softly to my
defeat. The world I'd known had just slipped away. Now there was nothing, so much to say. It's a long, long, long way home. You only lose when you never try, I said to myself. But I wanted to cry. Snowmen to oblivion. quite far, forget. But I wasn't ready to let it be yet. And it's long, long, long way home. Out on the avenue, cars barely moved. I wondered what all our suffering proved. Maybe we're passions, useless at best. Maybe we're children who need to be blessed. And it's a long, long, long way home. In the dawn, kicking off snow as I climbed to my floor. I felt the sadness, but something else too fluttered inside me, soared up anew. And it's a long, long, long way home. It's a long, long, long way home.
Shining bright, blue moon, keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back to my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep it shining bright. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, just keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I said, blue moon of Kentucky, just keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Well, it was on one moonlit night. Stars shining bright, whispered on high, my love, say goodbye. Blue moon of Kentucky, just keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Shining, shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Blue moon, blue moon, blue moon, keep it shining bright. Blue moon, keep on shining bright. You're gonna bring me back to my baby tonight. Blue moon, keep shining bright. I said blue moon of Kentucky, just to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I said blue moon of Kentucky, just to keep on shining. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. Shine on the one that's gone and left me blue. I said shine on the one that's gone and left me blue.
Amongst
sing the end of a tune. That's the part that both of us knew. Cruel earth past Titan down to the meat. Lights on, could you stand, say a word for me? Lot of days paraphrased, so I missed the boat. Thought it seemed, bought a drink for this ride I'm on. Sometimes I can't grab you over the floor, up the rail into a hell that you couldn't ignore. Looking back, only stack yourself up against you. Saturn, the eye star.
Well, it's bringing my baby, 'cause she's mine, oh, all mine. She's mine, she's all mine, all mine, yeah.
A friend of mine wrote a song called Handful of Songs about all I can leave you is a handful of songs. Jerry Rasmussen's name, he and I were talking about the fact that it's small things that people have left us that mean a lot, not the big things sometimes. All that I have is my grandfather's hammer, his old railroad watch with the casing all worn, and the Bible my grandmother bought her last Christmas, left to my mother, now she's passed it on. Some may leave money from a lifetime of saving, some just their names on a marble stone. It's not what you leave, it's the joy of remembering, and all I can leave you is a handful of songs. Stories well tuned in the teller. Some may leave jokes that can still make you laugh. Some may leave lessons hard in the learning. Some just a smile at an old photograph. Some may leave money from a lifetime of saving. Some just their names on a marble stone. It's not what you leave, it's the joy of remembering. And all I can leave you is a handful of songs. Oh, how many days slip away without notice? How many friends have we lost on the way? How many good times are taken for granted and only remembered when they've passed away? Some may leave money from a lifetime of saving, some just their names on a marble stone. It's not what you leave, it's the joy of remembering, and all I can leave you is a handful of songs.
Can leave you is a handful of songs. Jerry Rasmussen's song, sung by Art Theme, and Art Theme left us a lot more than a handful of songs. Of course, I guess you could, it's all kind of relative. I mean, as many songs as he knew, it probably was just a handful of songs, about six or seven albums worth. And Art Theme, who died right around May this last year, and but what a folk singer, what a real folk singer. Alrighty, well, that's kind of a show. I had lots and lots of Americana in it. Lots and lots of from Seeger doing old Ann Tucker, and Utah Phillips talking about free speech, and Art Theme talking about cowboys, and we had an updated version of Pastures of Plenty, and an interesting version of the Reuben James. So it all kind of worked, and then a lot of stuff in between, didn't we? Fun stuff. Amanda Cully doing the playlist and doing it right. We didn't have internet, and we had to do something. She shared her data plan, I'm sure. Alrighty, and so that all works. Heidi's singing about the good roads and things. If you want to email me, you can email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R, @WSU.edu, or call me at 509-332-5047. Now, they're talking about an Inland Folk podcast where we amplify some things from the various shows. Not quite there yet in my head. They'll be called like Bonus, Inland Folk Bonus. And it'll be a podcast, and we'll take a look at something that cropped up in one of the shows. And I just don't know quite where I'm going to go with that and how I'm going to do that. But it's coming up. You can look forward to that. All righty. And that's going to be a cool thing. Okay, email me, D's and Daniel, M-A-H-E-R. Call me at 509-332-5047. Don't you be forgetting out there in Twist now. Big gatherings at John Doran's Ranch. And don't you be forgetting the 4th of July in Pullman. I will be part of that show. And I will be at Bootser's tonight if you're in Moscow just hanging out. And come and sing some good songs. All righty? Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, this one's history. It's out of here. It won't be the 4th of July, but for about another 8 or 9, 10 hours. See you now. Bye.